is time now for Wonderful Water, a regular feature here on the Hill, where we check in with the folks from OWASA, OWASA.org, their website. And they are, like all of us, going through the COVID-19 outbreak and adjusting their operations accordingly. A lot of local government operations had to close in an attempt to help mitigate the virus. Orange Water and Sewer Authority can't do that, but they are taking precautionary measures to help slow the spread while also continuing to provide a vital community need in drinking water. We're joined today by Todd Taylor, who is the general manager of operations for OWASA, to talk about their efforts to this point and what they're planning to do as we get further into this. Todd, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you for allowing us to do this over the phone and maintain that social distancing.
And this conversation brought to you by OWASA. And again, you can find them online at OWASA.org. So what has OWASA been doing so far to monitor what's happened already and adapt operations to continue providing the community with not just drinking water, but safe drinking water?
Yeah, Aaron, as you know, one of the things that's everybody's being encouraged to do is, you know, wash your hands and things like that. And OWASA has one of the main ingredients to get that done. So we know we're on the front lines of this. But we've been working with our partners across the county and just, you know, trying to keep our ear to the ground about what's going on. And then we've been putting our plans in place. We've had pandemic flu plans as part of our emergency response plans for a long time, and then we've been enacting those as the need arises. So a few of the specific things we've been doing is we've been encouraging folks who can to work remotely. As you said, we have certain positions where we can't do that, and then we've moved, you know, all our meetings are virtual now, and we've canceled our in-person board meetings. We're going to try to go virtual with those. And then we've also, unfortunately, had to postpone the opening of our lake recreation season.
How have you seen demand change for water? Are people using more, using less? Has it not really changed at all?
The demand is actually down a little bit from what we normally see this time of year. And we, you know, attribute that to a lot of businesses being closed and the university being closed. But, you know, we're also monitoring. There may be an uptick in home water usage as people are you know, encouraged to work from home more.
So OWASA was one of the first utilities in the area to suspend any disconnections of service for non-payment during this outbreak. And obviously that's something that people are concerned about, is everyone's taking a financial hit. How are we going to be able to pay our bills? And OWASA was one of the first organizations to take that step. What went into making that decision?
Well, we obviously provide a vital community service, and we recognize that. And we also, you know, recognize that we're the community-owned utility, and we want to be there for our neighbors when they need us. And right now, access to safe water so folks can continue washing their hands and self-isolate is the number one priority.
Speaking with Todd Taylor again, OWASA.org is the website. Todd's the general manager of operations for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And you mentioned washing your hands as being extremely important. That's something we've been getting the word out here, and obviously we'll continue to get the word out about that. Other concerns that you're aware of that the community should know about the safety of drinking water and what people can do to maintain it?
Sure. It's a good question. I'm sure it's on a lot of folks' minds. There's no evidence right now that COVID-19 virus is transmitted through drinking water. And so the risk to the drinking water supply remains very low. And the disinfection measures that we have in place and use every day at the water and wastewater treatment plants are effective against COVID-19. So there's no need for customers to take any additional precautions, such as boiling water before consuming or using it to wash their hands or prepare food.
What can you flush down the toilet?
Well, that's a growing concern we have. You know, everyone's resorting to the Clorox wipes and everything, and we really want to make sure that folks aren't flushing those down the toilet. The only thing that should be going into the toilet is human waste and toilet paper. As you know, toilet paper tends to disintegrate in water. These so-called flushable wipes and things like that don't do that, and they can cause a lot of problems for the wastewater collection system, because they can get, create blockages, get clogged in pumps and things like that.
I got a thing of Clorox wipes here in the studio with me. I'm sure a lot of people listening know where theirs are. Have you seen any issues with that? People flushing things down the toilet that they shouldn't, any more so than usual so far?
We have not, Aaron. That's something that we have worked really hard to try and get the word out over the past few years about. Just because those say they're flushable, that doesn't mean it should be flushed down the toilet. And we know that there's a lot of communities, particularly in California and places like that, where, folks have run out of toilet paper and so on and so forth, and they've started flushing rags and these wipes and things down the toilet. And that's just not a good thing, because it can cause the sewer to get clogged up.
Speaking with Todd Taylor again, General Manager of Operations for Owosso, and getting back to operations, you mentioned a lot of people are now working from home, which is obviously good advice. If people want to get in touch with Owosso staff with questions or concerns or anything else, what's the best way to do that right now?
Well, our customer service department is still hard at work and are available during normal business hours, so they can be reached at the main phone number at 919-968-4421. But we've also launched a chat function on our new website to allow customers to get in touch with us by whatever way is most convenient for them. Otherwise, our staff is still reachable 24 hours a day, and we can also be reached at through email or direct phone lines. We do ask that people please limit phone calls to emergencies and be patient, because our response times might be a little bit longer than what's normal.
And any idea how long Owosso is planning to operate like this? And do you anticipate any changes or concerns about continued operations down the road?
It's unknown at this time. We're kind of in the same boat as a lot of folks. We're just watching this thing unfold and don't have a clear expectation for when it will be over. But we are, tracking the guidance from health officials and making the best decisions we can with the information that we have. And, the safety of our employees and the community with protecting water quality and delivering safe drinking water will always be the primary goal.
And anything that customers can do to help you do your job?
Sure. We want everybody to follow the guidance from local health officials to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And in that thinking, we want folks to reach out to Owosso staff electronically, as well as pay their bills online to limit, their social interaction and practice that social distancing. And it's a great time to sign up for Agua Vista and dig into the data and maybe fix it at home. And then we also, again, want to remind everybody to refrain from putting sanitary wipes down the drain. The biggest thing, though, is as we talked about before, is that, we are extending a lifeline to our neighbors during the crisis, and by not disconnecting their service for non-payment. So for those folks that can, we encourage you to pay your bill, because that is going to help, ensure that we can provide these folks that may not be able to the essential services that they need to mitigate the spread of the virus.
Absolutely. And people want to know more information. Obviously, they can go to the website, owosso.org. Anywhere else that people can go to get more info?
Owosso.org is a great place. And then we have our social media feeds up and running, too, and that we will continue to work with our partners in the local media like WCHL to try and spread the word and when we have an important message to send.
And again, owosso.org for more information, OWASA. This has been Wonderful Water, brought to you in partnership with Owosso. Todd Taylor, General Manager of Operations, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Thank you, Aaron.